Hi, welcome to Howling Talent, the podcast that sheds light on human and animal talents in all fields. This episode is our second catch-up session with Glenn and Laurie Wolfe, the parents of Buddy Mercury and now Polly. I'm Anna Roy.
And I'm Yvonne Dagger. Welcome back, Laurie and Glenn.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a difficult year for you since we last spoke, as sadly beloved Buddy Mercury unexpectedly passed away at the age of 9. Our listeners will remember him as the amazing singing and piano playing Beagle. It's never easy to cope with the death of a beloved pet, as both myself and Anna know.
We were heartbroken to hear about Buddy. How are you doing since his passing, and how have your lives changed?
After he passed, I heard somebody say, who had gone through it, that, you know, you go outside and you hear the birds singing, but it's like they're singing a whole different song.
Yeah.
I don't know who said that, but it captures how I feel, like just to a T. It's like your whole world has just changed. There was your life while Buddy was here, and now there's our life while we can't see him, but we feel him. You know, there's our life now. It's just so everything has changed, right? And it really took a toll on us and on our daughter too, you know, being so young to have to go through that.
Yeah, that it's tough to you know, to deal with the reality that he is gone. And you know, and we wanted to do a quick transition. Like, we wanted to adopt another dog pretty quickly to help us heal, you know, help Eve heal. But it's been hard, and dealing with the loss of Buddy while also dealing with a new puppy has been a challenge. Where we're at, and you know,
and I don't think I realized, because I had lost pups when I was a kid. I had gone through it, but I don't think I realized Eve had a much closer bond with Buddy than maybe I ever had with any of my pups. I think we did so much on a big scale, so that could be why, you know, we traveled and did tours with him, and he, you know, he performed, and we did photo shoots with the two of them together. And it, she had a very tough summer last summer. You know, he actually passed away very unexpectedly the morning of her 7th birthday party. It wasn't her birthday, but it was her birthday party. And that very day, we just didn't know what to do. We were so blindsided, and we said, oh, we go have this party. How are we going to do this? But he would never want us to cancel this on her, because that would just, like, shatter a little girl's world. Like,
of course,
oh, her friends are going to be there. So we just pushed forward. We had her come say goodbye to Buddy with us. And within an hour, we were with all of our friends and family, like, having this party. And her party turned into like a memorial service for Buddy in a way. And that was a lot for her. And she is such, she's such an extraordinary kid. Like, what I mean by that is, anytime, like, we'll go out on a date night, Eve was just always been great about hanging out with grandma and grandpa, or her aunt, or her uncle, or like anyone while we head out. And she completely changed. Like, she didn't want to be separated from us for like a second. So she was having trouble. And then it was spilling over into other areas of her life. And like, we just said, what are we going to do? And that was another reason why we adopted so soon.
Right.
After Buddy passed. And I'll tell you, Oh my gosh, it helped her heal so much. So much.
Well, trying to explain that type of loss and grief to a 7-year-old is difficult. Well, now you've welcomed Polly into your home. Tell us about him. Where did you rescue him from? What breed is he? How old is he? We want to hear all the details about Polly now.
So I'll start, but I'll let Glenn chime
Okay.
in here. We started talking to Triangle Beagle Rescue. They're out of North Carolina, and we have a lot of family in North Carolina. And so we've followed them for a while. We love everything they do, and they really know beagles well. They really focus on the beagle breed, and so we knew we would be heading to North Carolina last summer. So we started chatting with them, just saying like what we were looking for, and they helped us. The first pup they sent our way, we started to fall in love with him with some pictures, and I was calling him Patrick Swayze. I was coming up with all these names for him, and because his name was Patrick. And it turns out he ended up getting adopted, and we started getting feeling like, oh my gosh, like what are we doing? And are we ready for this? And so we ended up volunteering for Last Chance Animal Rescue as well last summer up here. And Glenn and I went to some events just to be around new dogs, and we were ready. So we went back to Triangle Beagle and we said, okay, so we are going to be traveling down. You know, who else do you have? And they have so many. There's so many beagles in need. And I know there's just so many dogs in need in the world. But there's just something about this rescue that's really special, and they really, really work with you. So we did travel down with we set up a time to meet with another dog, but we had a couple others that we said we'll meet them as well. So I'll let Glenn tell you about meeting Paulie when we got down there. But his name at the rescue, they had named him Zach. So we only knew him as Zach for maybe 2 weeks, and we got a couple pictures and videos of him. And so we got down there, and I think it was August 16th. We met Polly.
We got these pictures of Paulie, and we, Eve and I are looking at this dog, and we're like, this dog is super cute. You know, he's got all this mush. He's got the really long ears. He's got the make, you know, the, all the makeup we call it, like the, he's got all this, like, he looks like, you know, he's all done up, you know, it's just so funny. So we go to meet him, and we are kind of like, we walk in, we call him the foster dad. You know, we walk in the foster dad's house, and we go to meet the dog, and he just runs away. I wasn't expecting that. He just runs away, and he hides behind the couch. I'm like, what is happening? This is not what we're used to. We're used to, you know, we're used to Buddy. Like, he's Mr. Social, the mayor. You know, he would be coming to the door. Hey, how you doing? You know, this guy behind the couch. So I'm like, this is really different.
And even a lot of the dogs we were meeting in New York, most of them were friendly. They were being fostered. They were used to humans. So it just took us by surprise.
So we spent a little more time. We tried to get him, you know, out from behind the couch. We're like, I don't know about this dog. And then we had like a we had like a family meeting. We went outside and we talked about it. And we're like, you know, he seems like a good dog, you know, but we're not sure. So let's just go back in. We'll see what happens. And if this next meeting is a little better, maybe we'll take him. You know, we'll adopt him. So we come in and he's on the couch now. And I just went right over to him and I sat down next to him, and he was right on the couch. He didn't try to run away. And I started petting him, and I was like, okay, this is good. Like, if he was behind the couch again, maybe we wouldn't have taken him. But because he like warmed up quickly, I said, oh wow. And he was allowing me to pet him, and it was like a different dog. So,
Yeah, because we needed to see like how he would be with Eve.
right.
In the
Of course.
foster dog's home, it was only him. And such a nice man. But
Right.
he told us, he hasn't been around a lot of people and he hasn't been around children. They did bring him to an event where there were some children just to make sure. And he wasn't reactive at all around
Good,
kids, they
good.
told us. So I love that they did that for us, and that I know they do that for everyone looking to
Yeah.
adopt. They do
It's
the
very
right
important.
thing. So, and that's what it was for us, because we didn't want our little girl to fall in love with him, and then we learn like, oh, he's reactive. And because if it was just Glenn and I, we would take the time and
Of
deal with it,
course.
get the proper training for him, and be patient. But after already what she had gone through this summer, like we were just hoping that, he would be a better fit sooner. And he has been. He has. He's
Oh
been
boy,
around.
that is great. That is great. And so tell me, are you teaching Polly how to sing and play the piano?
Yeah, we are working. I'm working with him. When we got him, I was like, all right, let's see what he can do,
Sure.
So I ran kind of ran through the trick show, kind of like what I was teaching Buddy. Like I would do, all the usual. I got him to sit, I got him to lay down, roll over, give me the paws, beg.
He's very smart.
He is very smart. He's more like Buddy was a musician. Polly is a superstar athlete, and that was very surprising
Very physical.
because he was
Wow.
so like kind of, I hate to use the word squirrely, but sort of squirrely. Like when we met him, he was very kind of timid, and you would never expect it, but this guy is an Olympic athlete. That's what he is.
Zoomies. I mean, he
He
does the
runs.
zoomies like
He has a third gear.
he.
He can run 30 miles. It looks fake. It looks like you can't even see it. It's amazing. So anyway, he's very physical, and so he's starting to gravitate towards more physical things. Like he started to dance. He's starting. I got him on the piano, but he's starting to naturally incorporate dancing into the piano. So
Isn't that wonderful? I
it's wild. So he does he'll go jump up on the piano and hit the keys a little, but then he'll do a spin on his back legs, spins around, and then he hits the keys again. So he's becoming more. He's yeah. It's just
So
athletic.
animated.
Yes, he's very physical. So
Oh,
that's
Fred
really.
Astaire type.
He's got the dance moves, and a little bit of musicality.
When
So,
we named him Polly, I mean, we really had the thinking like his stage name. We were thinking that far in advance, like, okay, if he learns a fun trick, he needs a flashy stage name like Buddy. And so we came up with Paul McCartney. So,
oh.
but I don't know if Paul McCartney is a dancer, right?
Right.
So we don't know if it fits, but the name Paulie is just so perfect for him.
It
He
suits him. It
has
suits
these
him.
big chunky paws when you're holding them and shaking his paw and petting him and loving on him. They're so squishy and they feel so good, and he doesn't mind. Like he loves being
Oh,
squished.
isn't that great?
Yeah, like he's so just he's a cuddler. He loves it all, and it just the name just is perfect.
Right. I was
Wow.
telling Lori last night that we lost Buddy, but I said it's like this dog, how do I say it? It's like we needed this hug. That's what he does. He loves to be held and hug you.
Oh,
So it's like we
that's
needed that.
beautiful.
That's how I think that's why we ended up with him ultimately.
He's gonna be the one jumping through the hula hoops, and he's those like agility courses. He's gonna be he already loves like going down the slide in the backyard with Eve. He runs up the steps and he goes down the slide,
He
and
sees Eve do it, and then he can do it
oh,
too.
isn't that great?
And he can do out there. Like she runs around,
Yeah.
he just does
He
what she
plays
does.
football and he
Right.
loves it. He loves
Oh,
it. So
that's
he's definitely
great.
a sporty one then.
He is
Yes.
very
Yeah.
sporty.
Like Sporty Spice.
Are you going to be training him to do any types of sporty
Agility.
things or whatever
We
he decides to
have
come
to.
up with?
Yeah, I feel like the winter just crept in on us here in New York, and it kind of stalled it because we were working with some hula hoops in the backyard in the fall, and it got a little chilly. But maybe in the spring we'll do something
Yeah,
like that.
sure.
Nice.
You should get him involved in agility. It's a wonderful thing. It would probably be real good for you and for Paulie as well, you know?
How old is he?
Yeah. He's making some noises over there. I think he really wants to be on the
Right, he
podcast, I
wants to
think.
speak on the
Yeah, bring him over.
podcast.
Bring him over. Yeah,
He'd
go get
like to.
him.
He's like,
I'll get him.
yeah.
Well, I'll see if he'll sing. I'll see his version of
His
singing.
version.
His version of singing is very
How
funny.
old is he?
So they told us he was around maybe between 2 and 3 years old. And we did a birthday test with Embark, and
Oh, look at him.
they think he'll be around 3 this month. So, but
And
he's.
is he a 15-inch beagle or a littler beagle or what?
He's 27 pounds, so I feel like he's around the same length as Buddy was, but not the same like width, like
Hi,
body.
Paulie.
Buddy had a deeper chest. He's a little skinnier, like a more slender dog, but about the same length.
But he's got beautiful features.
He's
I mean,
gorgeous.
his eyes are gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Very
Oh, sing.
beautiful.
Sing, go, sing. Sing, Paulie. Arr. Can you sing? Go, can you sing? Might take a little bit of warm up.
He makes like animal noises, like he sounded like a turkey before.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, he
really?
gobbled. Yes. He did gobble. I don't, and
He
he
gobbled.
gobbled. He gobbled.
Aw, hey Paul. Hi, Polly.
Sing, Paul. Sing. Can you sing? I guess not right now.
Yeah,
We
he says
we'll
I'll have the treat
on my
later.
treat.
We'll
I'm
have to
not
do it.
interested in actually working for it.
We'll have to do his warm-ups and then maybe he'll sing later.
Oh, bless him.
Onto the scales.
He is adorable.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
He really is. He really is so cute. His eyes are beautiful.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You hear that, Paulie? And
Aw.
look at that makeup job on
Yeah, I know.
Everybody loves his freckles, you
Yeah.
know, and his
Yeah.
spots and the ticking, but he's got both brown and black.
Yeah,
So.
which is really it's had Buddy had an adorable girlfriend, Winnie Jean. Has Paulie met her? And if yes, how are they getting on? Any budding romances?
Paulie has not met Winnie Jean. She lives in Atlanta. But we do chat with them a lot. You know, I'm good friends with Winnie's mom, and we stay connected and we send each other doggy gifts. And Winnie Jean just celebrated her 10th birthday. So we were invited to her party that was hosted on Instagram. So it was a pizza and puppuccino theme. So Paulie got
Oh,
to
how
enjoy some
cute.
pepperoni. Yeah, it was fun. And Winnie celebrated with two other dogs. And so it was a whole big crazy bash. And we
Oh,
just have
so
fun.
cute.
We've met so many dog owners around the world, and the beagle community, especially on Instagram, we have a lot of fun with them. It's called the Grumpy Beagles United
Oh,
group. So,
sweet.
yeah, so they haven't met in person, but I don't know. She's very wild, and Paulie would give her a run for her money. They would get into so much trouble together. I don't know if we should get together.
He's the way he puts his head in your chest, Glenn, is beautiful. He's just putting his head down in your chest, which is beautiful, really to see. And you've continued your charitable giving to rescue. Have you been doing lately in that regard? And are there any specific charities that you center on, and why?
Yeah, so we just didn't know, like, where are we going to go from here? What are we going to
Right.
do? So we've just been going with like kind of the flow and see what comes along. And we saw that Last Chance have they have a couple of dogs that have been in foster care for a very long time. So we wanted to just help them out and bring some awareness to these pups and feature them. So we've been featuring some of their adoptable dogs on our social media pages and doing email blasts for them. We went out to actually one of the foster mom's homes. She lives a bit east of us on Long Island, and she is an incredible, selfless lady, spends so much time trying to help these dogs find homes. And sometimes she's fostering up to four or five or six dogs on her own.
Wow.
So we went out to her home and we took video and pictures. And so far, I think we have launched two videos, one for Archie and one for Fern. They will be great dogs for the right family. And when they find their family, they're going to make another family so happy. So we've been trying to do that. We got our daughter involved, and Eve narrated one of the videos. So it was really fun for her to do that. She wanted to do it. You know, she asked me how she can help. So we've been doing that with Last Chance. Right? Wasn't that fun? Paulie came with us, but he did stay in the car.
Oh,
He
okay.
prefers the car. He likes enclosed spaces.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
My mom introduced me to volunteering at around her age, and I used to love going and doing events and different things and helping. So I'm definitely trying our best to do
I
the
think
same.
it's beautiful on your part.
It's
I
a
think
very
it really is.
important lesson for children to learn.
It
And
really
she's at the
is.
perfect age.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Yeah.
we, in that vein, we also have launched like a couple of new things on our website,
All
and
right.
you know, because we would like to continue our charitable giving as well. So we did, I guess one of the favorite things that we did was a little stack bracelet. So, you know, for rescue moms and rescue dads and rescue families, years ago, we had a design made that said "Live, Love, Adopt," and it has Buddy a rooing, and we said, "How can we take that but turn it into a bracelet?" So we worked with a local lady who lives a town over from us, and she created, with our help, this really beautiful design. And it's a stack of three bracelets, and they're colorful and fun. And each of the bracelets say "Live, Love, Adopt," and there's little heart beads. And so
Oh,
we launched
nice.
that for our fans. Yeah, that
Wow.
was fun. But we're trying to come up with different things like every month or so, and just launch different things. We've done stickers and hats and, you know, t-shirts and keychains and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So for those who want to continue to support what we're doing and we give back, we've been doing that.
Right.
Again, see.
Which I'm actually working on some new Buddy Mercury music, believe it or
Yeah.
not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had recorded Buddy singing by himself, like just singing, no, without the piano. So
Really?
the idea was to I've already done this, is put his voice over music. So I've been
Oh.
working on some new songs. So
How wonderful.
yeah.
Oh, please keep us, informed. And I have to order the bracelets because they are beautiful.
Calendar with Buddy Mercury for that you sold before Christmas. Are you going to be doing one with Paulie next year, or are you going to continue with Buddy?
Yeah, so we haven't decided yet
Right.
if the calendar will continue. I usually am the one that does all the design work, and
Yes.
so I actually had decided not to do a calendar for 2025. It was just too much, and it was,
Right.
Dad was in the hospital last summer, and then I had a thing going on with health,
Yeah.
which I'm fine, but it just, I said, the universe is throwing too much at us. We need
Yeah.
to take a break, maybe.
Sure.
But what happened is we had so many people reaching out and asking if we were going to be doing it that all of a sudden, like in September, I changed my mind and we talked about it. And so we did introduce Polly in the calendar and we made it happen. We still did it, but I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure what we'll do. The music might be where we really want to put
Yeah, I love that
all
idea.
well, that's
Too.
unique as well.
It
That's
is. It is.
wonderful.
It's
It's different. And
love that idea.
Buddy has an album out there already, and I think two ringtones and a single. So
Wow.
I think the idea is maybe to continue with singles, right?
I'm more of like the creator type, so I
Sure.
wasn't really paying much attention to the administration, which is, I know a lot of creators out there are not very business oriented. So when I opened up our account with the service we use to, to promote, to distribute Buddy's music, and when I saw the stream numbers, I said, "Wow, I had no idea that was the number we hit." So it
Nice.
was pretty massive. So I may as well, I just feel like it's a good opportunity to get Buddy, keep getting Buddy out there and keep his memory alive and
Yeah.
continue
I
to
think
sing.
it's a wonderful idea to be able to take your musical talent, Glenn, and to combine it with Buddy Mercury's. Is like it's just such a great collaboration, and it's a wonderful creative, as Anna said, it's unique. It's unique. It's I don't think it's ever been done before. A singing dog and his dad, his human dad, combining. I could just I this it's just it's made in heaven. It's great.
Thank
Great.
you.
Yep.
He's
Yep.
like, yeah,
Definitely, we'll put and I'll promote it on the Animal Hall of Fame as well.
right. Yeah,
Thank you. Thank
definitely.
you.
Definitely.
Can you remind our listeners how they can follow you on social media?
Sure. So we're mostly our handle is at Buddy Mercury everywhere. But we are very active on Instagram, Facebook, and I would say YouTube. We are out there on X and TikTok, but right now we're not doing very much there. But I would say Instagram and YouTube. And then our website is just simply buddymercury.com.
I love the way that Paulie is looking at you, Lori, right now. He's just staring at you as you're
Perfect.
talking.
Hard to ignore such a cute face,
I
but when I
know.
look at him and I start petting him, then he gets a little crazy. So I'm just trying to like,
I
this is, I
know.
have to
Very
tell you, ladies, the funniest thing. The other night we had a friend over and we got to playing charades and
Oh.
you would have thought Paulie didn't know what was going on because we were all acting so strange and it made him so nervous. And it's okay. And we opened his crate door because he loves the crate. And we just said, if you want to lay in your crate, you can. Because he just didn't know what was going on. But we were, acting all kinds of crazy with the charades, and it threw him.
Oh.
We're very lucky that he came into our lives, and we'll see. We'll see if he agrees after a little time has gone
Yeah,
by.
sure.
Oh,
But yeah,
well,
he's been a test of patience for sure. Just so much energy, and as beagles have their little quirks and things, and he cannot be trusted. So it is really like having a baby or a toddler again. So that has been like kind of tough. And it's funny because Triangle Beagle had said to us, beagles are do better in pairs. And we did almost bring a second home
Oh boy.
and we were very, very close. We actually were going to name him Lennon. So it was going to be Paul McCartney and Lennon. And I think everything happens for a reason. But they could play with each other and tire each other out and all of that. But he's needed more of our time and attention. So I think it
Yes.
worked out for him.
This is good. This is good.
Yeah.
This is a good fit,
And
you
he can
know, and
always
then
adopt
they.
another one in the future if once he's settled down a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're so
It'll
in love with
benefit him.
beagles. Yeah,
Yeah.
we're just so in love with be I grew up with Westies.
Oh, yeah.
One grew up with cats. A cat.
Aw.
Wally
Well.
is not a fan of cats. He does bark at our neighbor's cat, so
Oh.
which is unfortunate because Eve loves kitties.
Aw.
Oh,
Oh,
I found
wow.
that when I've had beagles, they tend to bark at cats. I don't think it's a case of
Yeah.
they don't like them. I think it's just something to bark at.
I
Yeah.
agree with you, Anna.
Yeah.
So.
Well, last year, the Animal Heroes Hall of Fame were honored to induct Buddy Mercury, and his wonderful talents are greatly missed by all of us. So thank you again for allowing us to induct him. That's very special. And thank you both for catching up with us. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure to host you. We love to
We
chat.
appreciate
Yeah.
all of your support and your love. And
Yeah.
for any of our fans that are listening in too, this is such a wonderful podcast, and we love all the guests that you bring on, and it's so much fun and
Oh,
just really
thanks.
entertaining. And you both are a light in this
Yeah,
world
yeah.
because we need
Definitely.
more lighthearted, just fun, you know.
Oh.
Happy feel good stories, and you both do such a great job of highlighting all of the good in the world. So thank you both for what you do.
Well,
Well, thank
thank
you.
you,
That's
Laureen.
incredibly generous of you. Thank you.
Very
So,
nice.
yeah.
And for any of your followers who are listening, you can also check out the previous episodes with Buddy as well on season one, episode five, and season two, episode seven, and we'll make sure we put the links up. Enjoy tuning in to all our podcast episodes on howlingtalent.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And don't forget to share them with your friends. We love welcoming new listeners. So, again, Laurie and Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. And we will definitely be having you back to find out more about Polly's, sporting activities, shall we say, since that's where it seems to be headed. So, until next time, everyone, take care.